The Boscobel prison has been operating under a consent decree since 2002, when inmates won a lawsuit calling for changes in its harsh isolation conditions. At a court hearing last week in Madison, Judge Barbara Crabb said prison officials have now made sufficient changes in the rigid level system and punitive isolation rules. But attorney Ed Garvey, who represents the inmates, wants a delay in the state's plans to use empty cells at the prison for more than 100 general population inmates. He says the influx of prisoners who have more out-of-cell rights could threaten the rights of the men he still represents. He's particularly concerned about access to outdoor recreation.
The outdoor recreation is a series of cages that are really designed for one person or perhaps two. Well, if you add all kinds of people who are going to have a lot more time available to be out there, will there be any time for the regular Supermax inmates to use those facilities? Our people may indeed just be kept in their cells because of staffing, because they don't want to add any new staff.
Former Department of Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey, who is the court monitor for the prison, says those issues can be worked out over time by adding new recreation areas. Dickey opposes any delay in bringing in new inmates. He says their presence will help in the process of making Boscobel more like a normal maximum security prison.
When you have staff and inmates who are only in a segregated status, it develops a whole set of habits and interactions that by and large are not good for anybody. There's limits to how much you can deal with people who are always cuffed and in leg irons and behind bars. And I think this will have a salutary effect on all inmates.
But Judge Crabb has extended an injunction against bringing in the new prisoners until after a ruling on whether the consent decree will be lifted. That ruling could come later this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.